And welcoming you, dear listeners, to a interview that obviously in the middle of the regular home run programming, you heard obviously just about Helmut as he quickly took a short break, but the break was obviously because we've got a lovely conversation here in studio with a musical talent. I call her a musical talent because I like opera personally. I don't know about much of you guys, but I'm a classical fan. However, this is also regarding an up-and-coming event specifically for later in this year, which is in July. But I'd first like to welcome my particular in-studio guest, that being Madam Ali Tobias. Ali, you can just say a hi and a hello. And specifically, before we get into why we're here, just, you know, that I don't want you to advertise how good your voice is, but, you know, just say a hello at least.
Hello.
Well, not like that, Ali, but yeah, that one
wasn't that good enough. Hi, Dwayne. Hi, everybody.
And obviously, we are talking about the Ehangano Concert Volume 2 that is slated in next month. But obviously, you know, in many cases, this is not a, how should I say, a regular opportunity for myself to talk to a classical artist like you, Ali. So specifically, when we start off with a particular conversation, welcome back to Eagle FM. Obviously, the last time I didn't interview you, but welcome back. And to the listeners, obviously, who may not know of you yet, how would you describe yourself as an artist in a few words? Can you do that in a few words? Let's see this. I want to see this.
I guess my name is Ali Tobias and I'm a gospel singer.
100%. And that's actually the first time anyone has actually beaten a few words in that scenario. But Ali, getting on to the concert for our conversation as well. So we've got the Ehangano Concert Volume 2 that is coming up on the 4th of July in next month. This will obviously be at the National Theatre of Namibia. And specifically, how excited are you and what can fans expect different from Volume 1, in specifically in Volume 2? Are there new songs? Yes or no? But we'll actually get there because I see there's other questions. I don't want to preempt them. Mm-hmm. But in terms of just that teaser, what are we looking at?
Yes, I'm so excited. I'm nervous, anxious, excited at the same time, but more excited. I just can't wait to put on like a really good show. Mm. I can't wait for people to just see how we've grown from Volume 1, obviously. Yeah, man, I've been busy with this project for a while, so I'm just really grateful that I get to put it out there, that people get to enjoy it with me, I guess. So I really hope people get to enjoy it. Yeah, so I'm really excited. Yeah, just looking forward to, like, people should look forward to, like, new music and, like, good performances and stuff like that, yeah.
Obviously, Volume 1 had its particular unique picture. Volume 2 should have that same particular unique feature to it. So, guys, don't jump the gun. But this then gets us into the second particular, or the next particular question. The Ehangano hymn book is also deeply rooted specifically in the Elsen religious communities, as well as also in the Oshawambo speaking communities. How do you go about reimagining these sacred hymns for a modern audience without losing their spiritual essence?
I think the word that I like to use a lot is nostalgia. Mm. Most of us that grew up in the church, I mean, these are songs that we grew up listening to, right? But I always say, back then, when somebody sort of like passes away and they have to sing the songs, it's almost like we're mourning death, right? Mm. But in this generation that we're in, we are more about celebrating life. So I just want to bring a more like happier feel to it, a more nostalgic feel, more relatable feel to the hymns. So I really, really love my roots and I really love my church, which is Elsen. Mm. Obviously don't necessarily congregate there as much anymore because, I mean, it's obviously back home. Mm. But yeah, that's just what I want to do with this music. It's sort of just like to bring, just imagine.
Just a familiarity.
Yes.
Is it more like a bond between what people grew up with and then just keeping it going in this modern
day? Exactly. So just imagine yourself growing up and you're always smelling your mom's like pancakes or whatever, and now you're grown and obviously mom can't make those anymore. I hope you guys are not getting hungry, but like, so just basically that nostalgic feel, that aroma, you know.
Yeah,
so that's what I want to bring.
And this then leads into the next particular question I've got here in terms of so you've described yourself also as described Ehangano as more than just a music showcase. And that it's also a movement. What does that mean to you personally, besides the nostalgia and the familiarity component? How do you see it specific as this movement?
I love God. I love everything about, you know, the Bible and Jesus and just what Christianity is about.
Mm-hmm.
So I really just want to create an atmosphere where people get to worship my God. Mm. I say my God because I'm realizing in this day and time, everybody has their own different gods. You know?
With their own interpretations.
Everybody has their own definition of who God is or whatever. So I just want to create an evening where, a movement rather, that's really about just worshiping God, just being in that presence, being comforted by, you know, the word, what he says, you know. And I mean, obviously this hymns or this hymn books is obviously inspired by scripture.
Mm.
So yeah, I just want to bring that to people. Comfort, love, peace. I just want to spread goodness. Yeah.
And I mean, in this particular world, obviously, where people are exposed to much information, you know, calming down is always needed.
Exactly. I mean, I don't think we've always had this much access to information. So now we know what's happening in other countries and the world is not necessarily a nice place. So it's just, I'll just like to, you know.
Be the calming voice in between.
Exactly. You get it. You get me.
now we're getting into your actual craft, the music and the album. Mm-hmm. When we obviously look at the latest album of Imbilo, I hope I'm saying it correctly.
Imbilo.
Okay. Imbilo. Imbilo has been resonating strongly also with Namibians, but what was the inspiration behind it? And will we hear some of the tracks at this concert? Once again, I don't want to jump the gun because people obviously have to be there. But let's have a listen.
Yes. So actually the concert sort of like serves as an album launch. This is my first album. And what inspired the music? I mean, again, I just want to be a light in the darkness. I just want to spread some love. I just want to spread happiness. Again, I like to use the word nostalgia, like just comforting. I think, again, as you grow up, there's like a lot of drama. We experience a lot of things. So I just want to go back to when we were babies and we're just like children and we didn't care about the heaviness of life. And we didn't
So you want
care.
Us to get in a time machine again?
Yes. Yeah. I just want to take people back, man. Yeah. And again, just sort of like bring comfort, light, spread goodness, love, peace, joy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's really what inspired Imbilo again, and to just worship God, to say, yes, regardless of what we've been through, regardless of what we're going through, I mean, his promises are just like amazing. So it's just a reminder to say God really promises that there is a good life, a better life, you know.
Yeah. Definitely. The fans obviously can also access your music through the Imba Hymn Book app. Which Omalite Media tells us more about that specifically, or by Omalite Media. But could you also tell us a little bit more about the hymn, some of the music that you obviously have also on the app itself? And I know it's a little bit of an interesting discussion we had before we stepped in, but but obviously it helps us also for some of the listeners also to know, you know, how accessible some of your music also is.
Yeah, so I haven't put the music on any music platforms yet. My other songs are there. I've had an EP before. Mm. So my music
extended
is like,
play, yeah.
My music is on Apple Music, whatever you call it.
Mm.
But this specific album is only on the Omalite, on the Imba app, rather. And it's going to be like that for a very long time. I do plan on putting it, you know, on other music platforms, but I'm so grateful that Omalite could actually do this for me. Again, the aim is to put the music out there to get the people, you know, listening to it. But I also didn't want to put it out there without hosting the concert first.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, you know, you can access it on the app just to introduce yourself to it.
Yeah.
So that when you're at the concert, you're actually sort of like vibing along, but it should still have that freshness, that newness.
And just so that you know, dear listeners, obviously the concert is coming up in July, so it's not going to be far, but go to the concert as well.
It's like 23 days to go.
Give or take change. Don't worry. But, just before we get to the 4:30 mark, Ali, we obviously have to also get into, another particular unique dimension, that you also are part of. This is specifically, you know, the aspect of your philanthropic side. So the concert has a beautiful philanthropic side to it, which with some of the proceeds that would go to the Orlindi orphanage. Why is giving back such a core part of the Ihango brand for you?
I guess that's what I'm about. I mean, again, with a concert, with my music, I just want to give back.
Mm.
And before I actually started doing music, I was actually a model.
Mm.
So part of my modeling journey was also giving back. So when I came to Vintage, which was like about, is it 10 years ago?
Mm.
Again, I came here as a student. Obviously, some of us from the north, when we come here, we just come. And then we settle, right? But I was exposed to, I was fortunate.
You're explaining all Namibians like that.
Yeah, I mean, we just come and we never leave.
Yeah.
But the one place that really became home to me was the Orlindi orphanage. Mm. I just fell in love with it. And I'm not entirely sure why, but I guess it's the babies, and it was the lady that was obviously leading to it, and she passed away a few years ago. God bless her soul.
Mm.
But so that's the one place where my heart is at, but that's not where my heart stops. So I just want to generally give back. So the more I get, the more I'm able to sort of like spread the love to any other orphanage or any other old age home or whatever cause that I can support.
Yeah.
But the orphanage really, or Lindy orphanage for me specifically, you know, it's very close to my heart. And I just want to give back. I mean, these are little babies that, you know, some were abandoned, some don't have their parents. So it's just, you can just imagine the kind of childhood they have. So the littlest thing we could do is really just give, you know, warm clothes, food, you know, make sure that they have like even a TV or like, you know, just things that can make their childhood a bit more, you know, sparklier. So, yeah, I'm all about giving back, I guess.
Just hold for that there for me, Ali. We quickly come back after the short break, dear listeners. Get so
much more. You get so much more with the ShopRite price because we buy in bulk and pass the savings on to you. Save on 2 kg Real Good Chicken frozen mixed portions, only $99.99. And 2 kg Marathon Light Brown Sugar for a low $37.99. Deals valid until 21 June 2026. Get so much more with the ShopRite price.
And we come back, dear listeners, from the quick break right there. In still in studio with Ali Tobias, who is a opera singer, one of the particular kinds of arts disciplines that I appreciate myself. And if we, where we left off primarily, we were still on the philanthropic side of the discussion, specifically with Ali. And for you listeners, obviously, just to reiterate once again, we have the Ehangano concert that's happening next month, the 4th of July. Tickets obviously will be available. We will get to that particular part of the conversation. Ali, where we left off, we had the second particular part of the giving back to the community that we left off on. You mentioned back in 2024 you made a significant contribution. This particular year you want to do even more, but what does that mean specifically when audiences show up and ultimately buy the ticket? What will they be also participating in through the giving back scenario?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, I just encourage people to buy the ticket and please show up.
Mm.
Apart from, like, you getting a good show, you will be serving a greater cause, which will be, obviously, sort of like donating to this Orlindi orphanage. Again, if the proceeds exceed more than my expectation, we are likely to face into or look into other spaces that maybe I don't have focus on or haven't really like, you know. This would obviously include more orphanages, old age homes, you know, whatever the case may be, whatever the course may be. But yes, so you buying a ticket means you are giving back to the community. And we're starting with the Orlindi orphanage just to offer them warm clothes, food, and anything else that they could need. This will be school uniforms as well. And yeah.
Yeah. And then we obviously get into the actual performance that is planned coming up for next month. You have special guests like Tate Buti, Paige, and Dia joining you on stage. What can you tell us about what they'll bring to this particular night?
Okay, so I think a lot of people are like, wait, Tata Buti at a gospel event? Like, what is that? What does that look like?
Yeah, I'm trying to keep my surprise also on side.
But I actually have featured all the three people on my songs for this album. So mm-hmm. it's really, really exciting. Again, for me, it's just to sort of like spread the gospel, even in areas where people don't expect it. So mm-hmm. I know people always expect sort of like the churchy type, which is like the religious aspect
of things. Very formal,
yes,
rigid, you can't deviate.
But I'm not about that. Yeah. I'm more of a spiritual person or spiritual aspect, where I'm just trying to get, if I can get a Tata Buti fan to worship God or to believe in God, that's what I'm going to do, you know. So, yeah.
I mean, so far the concert is going to be, by the way it sounds to me,
yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be lit.
Yes, so I just
for using Gen Z terms, could you believe?
It's gonna be lit. Yeah, no. Allow us to cook. That's what the kids are saying these days. Allow me to cook, guys, for this concert.
And let's get to the lit part as well. Yeah. Now, also going into just the second part of this particular aspect of what we would look forward to for the performance and the special guests. Can you also describe to us, Ali, the atmosphere that you want people to walk away with after the Ehangano Volume 2, Ehangano Volume 2. Sometimes I slide over these names very quickly.
No problem. We hear you.
And what feeling should the fans carry back home after experiencing the that first lineup? Mm-hmm. You know, that lineup changes everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I just want people to walk away feeling edified,
hungry
for more, so that they come back again next year.
Mm.
But more sort of just edified, fulfilled, you know. I mean, for some of us who don't go clubbing and stuff, or for some of us who don't really go out as much, I just want to create an event or a night that people can just dress up. By the way, it's a black tie event, right?
I
just feel like the culture here in Namibia is people always go to, they look forward to weddings so that they can dress to kill. So I just want to give people a platform.
There's either Sunday or weddings.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I just also want to give people the platform to, you can dress to kill on this event. It's a red carpet event. But yeah, I just want people to walk away feeling very edified, feeling very loved, feeling very just, I don't know, man.
Fulfilled?
Just comfortable, fulfilled. Yeah.
Besides the nostalgia and the familiarity that you that you will be bringing along for them to feel.
Yeah.
We get into the tickets and basically our closing remarks. Where can people get the hands on the tickets? And specifically, the $450, specifically where they will be able to find the pricing for the ticket itself.
So, no, the tickets are $450. You'll get the tickets from WebTicket. So, you can search their website or you can find them in all Model stores. I keep calling it Pick and Pay, which is so disrespectful, guys. It's not Pick and Pay anymore. It's Model shops now.
It's actually Model.
Model. Well, you see? It's not Model.
You used the word Model even earlier, you know. You were a model.
Uh-huh.
It's Model.
This is Model.
Yeah.
So you get your tickets at Model. So yes, go. You guys can get the tickets at WebTickets, basically. Yeah.
From when are the tickets available? Just for that particular clarity.
They are available as we speak.
100%. So there you go, dear listeners. Final remarks from your side, Ali. Is there a final message that you want to share to all your Namibian fans who are listening right now? And what do you want them to know about the concert when we get there?
Just, I really want people to come. I really want you guys to show up. I just want to, you know, give people a night or an evening where they can worship, but also leave very edified, like I said. So as much as I'm nervous and this is like a lot of pressure on my side, I just really want to put on a good show. I really want people to get their every penny worth. So I'm excited. I hope people are excited. I hope everybody shows up if they could. I mean, it's at NTN and the tickets are about like only 400 because there's only 400 seats. So please, no last minute people, guys. Just buy your tickets because when they're sold out, they're sold out. It's not like you guys can stand in the aisle.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited and I hope everybody gets excited to show up.
And just before we end off, dear listeners, just so that you know, 4th of July, it's a Saturday. It's 400 seats. Remember? The price didn't change from Ali in between the last two scenes. 400 seats, meaning there's a spot only, the venue's only that big. So, get your ticket while this particular stock's last. Ali, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to talk to us and the listeners, specifically for, because I like opera. So I want to see it next month. I want to see it. And specifically, you know, all the best specifically getting to next, the Saturday, yeah, 4th, I almost said next Saturday, but it's actually the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's into next month.
Yeah. No, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
100%, 100%. On that note, dear listeners, we'll be back right after this.